Fears, desires, thoughts, and manifestation. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all very well and doing fine. I am Marie Soaru. My predecessors have said a lot about manifestation, but I felt the need to write my point of view about this subject as clearly as possible and have it published here on my channel. The theory of manifestation is directly connected to the law of mirrors of the theory of attraction, as they are basically the same thing, described with different names. As I've said before, you don't manifest into your life what you want, you manifest what and who you are. Your wants and desires are relegated to being like unfinished plans in your mind, dispersed and non-focused, because people tend to jump from wanting one thing to another, and then to a third, and then back to the first. This is similar to being on a ship at sea and wanting to go to several ports at once, but knowing that you can only go to one at a time, you set a course to one, but you change your mind to another half an hour later, and then to yet another, your ship will obviously reach no port, and you will only be moving round and round erratically in high seas. Think of life as that sea in this case. To manifest anything in your life, you need order and clarity in your mind, and that will reflect on the reality you live and experience. You must know what you want and then move in that direction, because wanting something clearly and desiring it with focus is not enough. You must be proactive, which means you must analyze what steps you must take to achieve it and bring whatever you want into your reality. This is why fear is so dangerous, as it is very efficient at focusing the subject's attention on whatever it fears. As a survival mechanism, the subject in fear will leave nearly no attention power for other things, as its mind will constantly be catastrophizing and working hard with all its resources to try to find the best course of action, which ensures the best chances of survival. More often than not, the individual will not have all the facts and all the data about whatever he or she fears, so the subject's mind will tend to fill in the missing parts with theories and suppositions with little to no connection to real facts. And this is called catastrophizing thinking. The terrible problem with this is that with this thought dynamic, the individual will start to think that those theories and suppositions are hard facts, therefore those will become real to the individual, real threats in his or her mind, and that will trigger a somatic response where the subject's body will react as if the threat was real, bringing whatever the subject fears more into his or her reality. If the individual makes catastrophizing thinking a habit, then the body will also act accordingly, and that means the person could develop high blood pressure and similar problems associated with somatizing thoughts and fears. And to make things even worse, when fear is concentrated, very strong and focused, it can become something tangible in the shape of an egregore. This egregore can be manifested by a single person, but it is formed much more easily when several people are focused on the same fear, and the more people the stronger, and the faster it comes into reality. But going back to nice things we do want to manifest into our lives, notice how I said above that you don't only need to be clear and consistent with what you want, but you also need to be proactive. Makes you think about why bad things we fear manifest into real egregores out of thin air, but good things must be worked for. Although it can be argued otherwise, working for something the traditional way is not exactly a manifestation. It is something you worked for, so where is the difference between manifesting an evil egregore out of thin air, or working hard for something good? The interesting truth is that there is no difference. All things that exist are creations of the mind, they are manifestations and egregores, if you want to call both good and bad things by that name. After all, good and evil are subjective things. What is good for one person may not be good for the next. All things are manifestations, and they can all be seen as spawning from thin air equally. The attributes given to those things will depend on the interpretation of each consciousness, on each soul. The difference is that fear concentrates the subject's creative attention, while things that are considered good for the same individual are usually dispersed, not concentrated. And this is because people have been conditioned since they were very little to believe that good things only come after hard work, so that is how reality will work for them. Good things will be hard to get. But things don't have to be that way when it is as easy to manifest a fear as it is something very good. So, it means that it is how the mind was programmed that will determine what and how efficiently one or another thing will be manifested into the subject's reality. And unfortunately, that programming is usually unconscious, or at least subconscious. Although the unconscious mind is hard to get at, and to reprogram, needing strong and consistent shadow work, the subconscious mind is easier to get to, and simply knowing this, it is as easy to manifest something good as it is to manifest something bad is a powerful step in the right direction. This is why we must never live in fear, however grim the situation may be, because we only bring towards ourselves those things we fear the most, and whether they are based on fact or only constructs of the mind does not matter, because we or the subject sees and interprets them all as hard fact reality. The reason why fears manifest rapidly is not only because they concentrate the subject's creative attention, but also because whatever is feared is not understood, because if it would be, then the subject would no longer fear it. Therefore, translating the same for positive things, whatever is wanted must be understood, the why it is wanted and how to obtain it in a traditional manner, that what is wanted. The subject must understand that he or she has been programmed in the Earth's matrix to see good things as hard to get, as fears have also been programmed as being able to jump on the subject at every dark corner. So as the subject gets proactive, working towards whatever is wanted, the person can start to cut corners observing how things manifest into reality. Because it is perfectly possible to manifest good things out of thin air, you just must practice being in focus and in vibrational concordance with whatever is wanted. And being vibrationally compatible with whatever is wanted is being what you want, as in you manifest who you are, as I always say. Having a life experience on Earth is to learn how to control emotions and matter, among other things. For souls to be able to grow into being someone that automatically brings good things into their lives, while also learning to control all those derailing low emotional states, and all those exaggerated good ones as well, that only bounce back into the lower ones, as happens so often in bipolar conditions. Manifesting good things is as easy as manifesting bad ones, you choose. Take good care out there, dear nice people, and manifest good things for yourselves and for your loved ones. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing for more. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.